1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Marina Roy. Talks on a deal to raise the debt ceiling are turning a corner. Congressional leaders in the White House voicing optimism they'll find a fix before the June 1st deadline when the U.S. defaults on its loans. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke about negotiations and Republican demands for spending cuts.
I am hopeful that soon both sides will find an agreement that keeps default completely off the table. We've made good progress this week, but the work continues. No one will get everything they want.
Days after ChatGPT's CEO urged Congress to regulate artificial intelligence, the company OpenAI announced it's rolling out a ChatGPT app for iPhones. The feature is free. In Ukraine, air raid sirens sounding across the country. This week, Russia has stepped up its airstrikes, launching a barrage of missiles, including in Kyiv, where air defense systems in Ukraine have been working to intercept the missiles. This is ABC News. The South Carolina House approved a six-week ban on most abortions, and now legislators on both sides of the aisle are making their case either for or against the legislation. Here's Democratic Representative Beth Bernstein.
No one, especially the 170 members of the South Carolina General Assembly, who, by the way, are comprised mostly of men, should stand between a woman and her doctor. Banning abortion is not protecting a woman's health.
And Republican Senator Katrina Sheely.
We're trying to do what the people of South Carolina want. Around 70% of the people in South Carolina have said they want what we have been, you know, standing up for.
The proposal must still clear the state Senate. An investigation is underway after U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported an 8-year-old migrant died while in custody at a Border Patrol station. Customs officials say she suffered what they describe as a medical emergency. She was taken to a hospital where she died. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Most local governments in Wisconsin are getting a better deal from the state under the latest version of the Shared Revenue Bill. Instead of 10%, the new increase is 15%. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
I think this is a prime example of exactly what our constituents want. Giving and taking, and at the end of the day, putting together a proposal that everybody can support.
But Senate Republicans say they're ready to take out a requirement that Milwaukee and Milwaukee County hold referendums to raise local sales taxes. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says a woman who was sexually assaulted by her basketball coach when she was a teenager in the 90s waited too long to sue. The court's majority says exceptions to the statute of limitations apply only to lawsuits against churches, religious orders, or abusers themselves. In sports, the Cardinals beat the Brewers last night 3-0. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on Civic Media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to WISNewsSurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, WISNewsSurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at WISNewsSurvey.com.
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. Some good news. We are giving away 4 tickets to the upcoming Brewer game on Monday. We play the Houston Astros. First pitch, 6:40 p.m. in Milwaukee. Houston Astros, Brewers, Monday. 4 tickets. Remember 2 things. One is you can always listen live to the Brewer games. If you're in Oshkosh, on Oshkosh Air Support, you can always listen live in Richland Center, WRCE News. So if you're in around a civic media station in Oshkosh or Richland Center, you can always listen to it live. The way we're going to do this, because we get a lot of callers, is the first caller that calls in says they can use the tickets. Calvin will give you the tickets, 2 tickets or 4 tickets, Monday night. Monday night, Houston Astros, 6:40 p.m. Should be a great game. Brewers are a great team. And these seats, you can see the seams on the fastball coming. I played baseball. That was my sport. Played in the Little League, Pony League, high school. Went out for the freshman team in college. Didn't make it. At that point, you were getting some pretty good players. Really enjoyed it. It's a great game. Really is a great game. Okay. The most important issue right now facing the country, and there are many of them, but the most important issue right now is the attempt by the Republican Party to hold the debt limit hostage, to undo spending that was already voted for, already approved by a bipartisan group in Congress, signed by the president, and boasted about by Republican congressmen and senators back home. Look at this new bridge I got. Look at the money we're getting for our schools. And now they won't increase the debt limit. This was bonds that were issued to pay for spending that they already approved, including almost $8 trillion in spending under Trump, the most significant of any president in history. You issue bonds, you issue treasuries. You have 90-day treasuries. You have 2-year treasuries, 10-year treasuries. They don't want to pay them. Unless Biden in the future agrees to cut spending to the point where it's going to jeopardize our defense, jeopardize Social Security, jeopardize Medicare, and jeopardize the salaries of our employees. All right, let's get into it right now. Give you some data. The debt ceiling has been raised by Congress 78 times since 1960. 1960 was 63 years ago. If you were born in 1960, you're 63. But the debt limit was raised 78 times. And most of it, the majority under Republican presidents, Reagan, Nixon, Ford, Trump, all these guys, George W. Bush. He was raised three times under Trump. But now what the Republicans are doing would be the equivalent if the Democrats, when they had the majority and Trump was president, said, we're not going to raise the debt limit unless you give us Medicare for all, unless you do this and that. We didn't do that, but they're doing it. And what disgusted me more than anything, and now we're going to get into some real detail, what disgusted me more than anything was that a group of Republicans clustered around Kevin McCarthy, and they yelled loser at Joe Biden, and then they laughed. They laughed. I don't know if any Republicans from Wisconsin were in that group. I don't know that, but there were a lot of them. Looked like there were 30 or 40 of them. They yelled loser to our president, who is not only, now remember something, he's not only the head of government, he's the head of state. In very old England, they have King Charles, and then they have Rishi Sunak, the prime minister. They split the roles. But here, our head of state was about to fly to Japan to meet with the G7, and these clowns, venomous clowns, yell loser at him and chuckle because they're holding up the debt limit. All right, let's get into it. Some things that may not have occurred to you, they've occurred to me, and I want to talk about them right now. This fight over the debt limit, holding it hostage, is hurting our national security. Biden was supposed to go over not just to the G7 in Japan, but also to Australia to meet with the Quad. What's the Quad? The Quad stands for Quadrilateral Security Dialogue. Who are the Quads? They are the United States, India, Japan, and Australia. They were all set to meet. He had to cancel that part of it to get back here, because of what the Republicans did. He was going to go on to Papua New Guinea. A lot of those Pacific Islander-type nations are under attack, frankly, by the Chinese. The Chinese are trying to dominate the South China Sea. Chinese are stopping shipping. They want tolls. These little islands, nations, can't do it on their own. But because of McCarthy and the Republicans, Biden had to cut his trip short, just go to Japan for the G7. Let me give you the response in the media. There's an article in The Guardian said the canceled Quad summit is a win for China and a self-inflicted blow to the U.S., to the U.S.'s Pacific standing. The Chinese reaction was the U.S. is racked by increasingly severe domestic upheaval and is an unreliable partner, quick to leave allies high and dry. In the Sydney Morning Herald, that's Sydney, Australia, their chief journalist, Matthew Knott, spelled K-N-O-T-T, called Biden's forced withdrawal a disappointment, a mess, and a gift to Beijing. Here's what the Sydney Morning Herald said, quote, the U.S. wants to remain the leader of the free world, but domestic divisions mean it regularly struggles to keep its government from shutting down and defaulting on its debt. The Quad summit in Sydney should have provided a powerful symbol of four proud democracies working together. Instead, it highlights the systemic problems plaguing the world's largest standing democracy. I am convinced that Biden is going to have to invoke the 14th Amendment, and I'm going to tell you why. There is a discharge petition pending in Congress right now. We have 213 Democratic votes. We need 5 Republicans. And what do we have? We have Gallagher siding with McCarthy in our state, but claiming he's the chairman of the China subcommittee to stand up to the communist Chinese. And what has he done to do that? He's gone over to Marshfield to borrow the holy gavel of Mel Laird? Who's Mel Laird? The holy gavel of Mel Laird? Why not the holy gavel of Philetus Sawyer? He was a Republican, worthless senator in the 19th century. Piece of work. How about the holy gavel of Nixon? This guy is the holy gavel. But he is siding with McCarthy to shut our government down and giving it out to the Chinese, at least this round of propaganda to the Chinese. How about Van Orden over there in La Crosse area? Navy SEAL. He's real big on the Navy, not that big on the Navy. He is siding with McCarthy, turning it over to China and encouraging them to attack us in the South China Sea. And both of them have imposed billions of dollars in increased interest that we have to pay on 90 days treasuries enough to build one or two nuclear submarines, which we need to stop the Chi-Coms. How about Tiffany is a joke. There was a resolution in Congress to denounce, to criticize QAnon, and he voted against it. This guy stands with McCarthy. He's in this. He's not going to sign the discharge petition. I got news for these guys. Gallagher wants to run statewide, sign that discharge petition. You sign with the Chinese, and you appear with your holy gavel and boast that you're sort of standing up to them. That is not going to fly. You got to remember something. What is the 14th Amendment on this? The 14th Amendment passed in 1868. In those days, the Republicans were the abolitionist Lincoln Party. The Democrats were the slavery party. It was inverted from now. And they put in that phrase, the full faith and credit of the United States shall not be questioned, for very good reason, because the Democratic Confederates were about to come in, get a majority, and substitute paper money for gold. Remember something, back then, we were on the gold standard. We were on the gold standard until Nixon, about 1970. Paper money depreciated, it was worthless. And what the Confederates wanted to do was destroy our government from within. Republicans saw that coming. They realized they weren't always in the majority. The abolitionists, good Lincoln Republicans. They put in the 14th Amendment precisely to stop what McCarthy's doing right now. Precisely to stop what McCarthy's doing right now. The full faith and credit of the United States shall never be questioned. And a couple of unbelievably odd bedfellows, Josh Hawley, the senator, the right-wing nut, pro-Putin nut from Missouri, said in an interview, quote, if I were president, I'd be tempted to use the 14th Amendment, say we're not going to let us default. But he said, I'm not giving that advice to Biden because it's against my interest. This is Hawley in public. Senator Peter Welch, the Democrat in Vermont, said, we've got to take the 14th Amendment. He said, McCarthy can't negotiate it. The people around him will yank his speakership. We can't negotiate. The Democrats are now telling Biden, if you change anything on work requirements for any public assistance, we're not going to vote for it. Biden right now is set, in my view, to have the political backing to invoke the 14th Amendment. And they'll all complain and moan, but everybody wants him to do it. Everybody wants them to do it because the Republicans are trapped in the Trump, their Trumpenfuhrer. Sieg Heil Trumpenfuhrer. They're trapped in that. They're trapped in that. And that's what he's going to have to do. Going to a break. The lines are live. I see you. Do not hang up. I'll take you in order. Lines are live. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. And tell that midnight...
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast tonight with isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 55. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for isolated showers. High temperatures reach up to 62. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 45. Partly cloudy. Dry and turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
All Parkway.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. I see you. There's four of you. I can squeeze you in this segment if you leave it under 2 minutes each. Jack of Merrimack, you're first, my friend. What's your mind today, Jack?
Well, the first thing I'm going to say is I really do hope that Biden invokes the 14th Amendment. This kind of, I guess I can't use that term on the radio, but this kind of stuff has got to stop. The only concern I've got is that the six, you refer to them as tarantulas, I call them reactionary federalist snakes on the Supreme Court, may in fact try to revert our government back to where before that amendment took place. Those guys are, guys and gal, are totally untrustworthy. Regardless of what the Constitution and the amendments say, they're going to do what they want to do. They've been legislating and changing laws from the bench almost since the first day that they were in the Supreme Court. Anyway, that's my rant for the day, my opinion for what it's worth.
Well, it's a good opinion. We have a corrupt Supreme Court, and there's nothing in the Constitution that says they could overturn it, but you're right, they may. They did something like that to Lincoln, and Lincoln just ignored them. Biden, frankly, is going to have to ignore it. He's going to have to say they don't have the right. They don't get to say what he did is unconstitutional, and he can't say what they did is unconstitutional. Excellent comments. Next up in line, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us from my day, Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I won't get vulgar today. Well said, Jack from Merrimack. The world is watching. I've said that before. The Republicans at this point in history are embarrassing.
Right.
I don't know who these people are anymore, but I'll say this. Biden will probably invoke the 14th because he's a grown-up. He's a grown-up in a room with a bunch of children. And a lot of these guys were in for insurrection. They didn't want him to be president in the first place. You know, Trump was.
Right.
Big time. And I'm just going to give up today because thank God Biden's president. He's a grown up. He'll do the right thing. And he's going to get reelected because of this BS. Thanks, Matt.
Right. And, you know, you made a good point there about the, you know, do you realize 140 of them voted not to certify Biden? And what? Then they're sitting around grinning and saying loser to him while our head of state goes to Japan and now can't go to meet with the Quad. They are interfering with our national security, and you can't let guys like Gallagher and Van Orden go around the state claiming that they're, you know, pro-American and standing up to the Chinese. They are playing into the hands of the Chinese. Next one up, Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for going on your mind, Andy. Andy of Beaver Dam. Okay, we're not carrying on with Andy and Beaver Dam. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, he should go ahead and invoke the 14th Amendment. And not only should he actually read to the American people the Section 4 of the 14th Amendment, he should also read forth to them Section 2 of the 14th Amendment, which kind of negates, and what I've read, and my non-lawyerly mind says, is that the whole independent legislature theory is negated by the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, Section 2, that it says, we the people, the electors of which we all are one, we select the electors. And
right,
the,
no, no, yeah, Mark, the, Mark, I know that. That's a slightly different issue, but it's an important issue, and you raised it, and that's going to implicate the Moore case, Harper v. Moore, the independent legislature theory. I absolutely agree with you. But the 14th Amendment has a lot of things in it. And the one right now that's important is the one about the full faith and credit of the United States. You're right on the money. Thanks. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Andy?
Well, the Wisconsin congressional employees are disgraced. They aren't woke, and they really don't give a damn about what is good for the country. Two, the Freedom Caucus is telling Kevin McCarthy, don't concede any more concessions to Biden on getting a bill to raise the debt limit and you know, make cuts in the budget. And I guess I want to ask you, do you think Kevin McCarthy can survive till the end of this congressional term as the speaker under these conditions and so forth that he's in? He's on thin ice, you know. And I think I also think that Biden should just go ahead and implore the 14th Amendment and get this over with, you know. Because why go with these bungaliers that we're having to deal with in the Congress that are eight balls right. And so forth?
Right. Okay, I'm going to respond to that. We have about a little over a minute. Kurt, you want to say something before we go to a break? Kurt or Madison?
Yeah, I could be quick. I'm not worrying about this anymore. The president is sworn in, the same as everybody else, to defend this country against all invaders, foreign and domestic. He doesn't even have to go to any other amendment. It's time to start calling this party for what they are, fascists. They are a threat to democracy and everything it stands for. Done.
Excellent comments. I agree with you 100%. And I think Biden certainly is strong enough to do it. Lincoln did it. They tried to shut him down with the courts. And one of the callers talked about the six tarantulas, and he had a different name for them. But if they come out and they go, no, you got to shut the government down because a handful of people in the Freedom Caucus are blackmailing Kevin McCarthy, and that's just what the way it is, he does what Lincoln does. Lincoln told him to jump in the lake, and he did not obey the court, which was a pro-Confederate, pro-slavery court. And Biden's got to do something the same. This is chillingly similar to the 1860s. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you. Don't hang up. I'll get to you right after the break.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. Talks on a deal to raise the debt ceiling are turning a corner. Congressional leaders in the White House voicing optimism they'll find a fix before the June 1st deadline when the U.S. defaults on its loans. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke about negotiations and Republican demands for spending cuts.
I am hopeful that soon both sides will find an agreement that keeps default completely off the table. We've made good progress this week, but the work continues. No one will get everything they want.
Days after ChatGPT's CEO urged Congress to regulate artificial intelligence, The company OpenAI announced it's rolling out a ChatGPT app for iPhones. The feature is free. In Ukraine, air raid sirens sounding across the country. This week, Russia has stepped up its airstrikes, launching a barrage of missiles, including in Kyiv, where air defense systems in Ukraine have been working to intercept the missiles. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane McNair. Here's what you need to know. The Waukesha first grade teacher who spoke out about the district's decision to ban the song Rainbow Land has been recommended for termination. CBS 58 reporting Melissa Temple, who's been on administrative leave for a month, received a formal letter from Superintendent Dr. James Sieber on May 15th recommending that the Board of Education fire her, this after the district concluded its investigation. Temple said she believes the district's actions aren't looking out for, quote, what's in the best interest of the students, unquote. UW River Falls getting $20,000 in state grant money for meat processing infrastructure. The money will increase student learning opportunities and help address a meat processing shortage in Wisconsin. UW River Falls, one of eight applicants getting part of the $200,000 in grant money from the 2021-23 state budget. I'm Jane McNair. This is Civic Media News.
This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on Civic Media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to WISNewsSurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, WISNewsSurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at WISNewsSurvey.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You're open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Tom of McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling, Tom. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I'm not entirely sure that Biden's going to have to declare the 14th Amendment. I think that McCarthy is seeing writing on the wall, and he's recognizing that if he does not negotiate with something with Biden, that he's going to get nothing, because then Biden will declare the 14th. So getting some kind of a deal is better than getting no kind of a deal. But I think the issue with McCarthy is going to be his caucus has already told him that there's only one acceptable deal, and that's what was passed. So if anything is negotiated, I don't see McCarthy surviving the speakership, because the caucus will then just vote him, do the speaker and vacate the chair. And I think that's where Biden is telling McCarthy that we can get some of the Democrats to help you retain your speakership, because you know that you're going to be flanked on your side. So you pass this deal, whatever it is that they're working on, we will then cover you in terms of the challenge that will be coming from the Freedom Caucus. I think that's the only way that McCarthy sees he survives. And he's more interested in surviving as Speaker than he is with anything else that's in front of Congress right now. Just curious what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, that's an interesting theory. And let me tell you the background, the latest developments on that. That has been suggested publicly. That's been suggested in the press. And obviously, McCarthy had to say, no way, you know, because then he would look like he was a traitor to his caucus. And no way, we're not going to do it. It is true that there are at least five, maybe more Democrats who said they'll vote for him for Speaker if he does this. That has been extended to him. That's called by some a slow suicide. In other words, if he does it, that deal was offered to Boehner and to Paul Ryan, too. And both of them ultimately decided to step down because you're put in a very, very tough position. If you're a consensus Speaker, in other words, you rely, and both Boehner and Ryan were much more reliable and better speakers than McCarthy. I think that would be a great solution. What I'm afraid is that what may happen is Biden's going to have to say something like, okay, I'll agree to slightly more stringent work requirements for certain kind of assistance, not for, you know, the really poor people on food, but on something or other. And McCarthy will say that's a victory. The problem with that is even if he can hold his caucus together, there are some Democrats now who say they won't vote for that. Now, that may not matter because if the Republicans vote for it and enough Democrats do, it can go through. So I think you may see a modified version of what you just described. But ultimately, I think you're absolutely accurate that it'll be very difficult for McCarthy to hold on to the speakership long term by those kind of tricks. Thanks for calling. Nick of Madison, my friend. You're next. What's on your mind today, Nick?
Hey, Matt, I wonder if you could go over the risks, you know, why we a lot of people are worried about the 14th Amendment. And on a similar note, what is the risk of expanding the Supreme Court so we can, you know, there's people, I'm not educated enough to know. Can you just explain that quick, both of them?
Sure. The risk on the 14th Amendment, the 14th Amendment on its face says that the full faith and credit of the United States shall not be called into question. And it was passed in 1868 because while the Republicans were at least temporarily a majority there, they knew they weren't forever. And they were afraid that the Democrats, they were the slave owners. They were the bad guys back then. The Republicans were the good guys, the Lincoln abolitionists. And they realized that what people would do, and this was a lot of talk about it in 1868, was a substitute paper currency for gold. So then all the people that bought the bonds of the United States to help finance the Civil War would be paid in paper. And the whole issue of the gold standard, the whole issue of coming off the gold standard was years in the future. That was till 1970, roughly. What happened back then is if you gave people paper, it wasn't worth as much, and maybe not at all. And it was a clever, fraudulent way to get out of your debts and to injure the United States. And some Confederates, as late as the 1870s, said publicly, quote, "We were crazy to take up arms against the United States. We couldn't win. What we should have done is stayed in the Congress and beaten them from within," end quote. That were the slavery-owning Democratic Confederates. That is what McCarthy is doing today because he's being strong-armed by people who are identical to those slavery-owning Confederates. And that is why if Biden invokes the 14th Amendment, he's justified. That said, we have a corrupt Supreme Court. We have a corrupt justice, Clarence Thomas, who takes money. He's on the take. He was a deciding vote 5-4 in Shelby v. Moore to throw out the Voting Rights Act of the 60s. If that Voting Rights Act hadn't been thrown out, there'd be no gerrymandering. There'd be no gerrymandering because the Department of Justice would have to pass on some of these things, especially in the South. Number two, he was a deciding vote in Citizens United, 5-4, a corrupt justice that basically said all this dark money could come in. And number three, he was the vote 5-4, a corrupt justice to overturn Roe v. Wade. Now, you may be thinking, Matt, that was 6-3. No, it wasn't. 6-3 was the portion of it that upheld the 15-week limit in Mississippi. But it was only 5-4. Only 5-4. Roberts didn't go along with it. And it was the corrupt Justice Clarence Thomas. And he's not alone. His wife is corrupt. And frankly, so are Roberts and so are Gorsuch. Gorsuch got $500,000 in profit from a guy who's the head of a major law firm who had plenty of cases in front of the court for a fishing cabin that he hadn't been able to sell at all for 2 years. Roberts' wife got $10.5 million from law firms to tell them, listen, hire good lawyers. And he listed it. Thomas didn't even list these bribes at all. Roberts listed it as salary. It was really commission. What do you think happens when these people on the court start getting amicus briefs? Amicus curiae means friend of the court. These are briefs that you can petition to file, even if you're not a party in the case, to say, I have an interest in this case because of blah, blah, blah. They read it. They know who signed those amicus briefs. It's right on there. They know that this is the guy that bought the fishing cabin, or this is the guy who gave my wife $10.5 million, or this is the guy that paid my nephew, is a grandnephew, but he raised him as son, his boarding school tuition. This is the guy that pays my wife hundreds of thousands of dollars. What do you think that does? What do you think that does? Now, will they have the guts to tell Joe Biden he's got to let the country default? They may not. Lately, they've drawn in their horns because they're frightened. And the reason they're frightened is people are damned angry with what they've done. Your second question, Nick, was packing the Supreme Court. I'm not in favor of that. I'll tell you why. Roosevelt threatened it, and he got one justice to switch. They were about to rule 5-4 that Social Security was unconstitutional. What happened was Roosevelt saw pack the court and one guy switched. And that's the only reason you have Social Security right now. Our crooked guy, Clarence Thomas, isn't switching. If you pack the court, you have to do a number to make it an odd number, right? So now it's 9, go to 13, go to 15, 17. What's to prevent the next president from doing the same thing? Suddenly you have 33 people on the Supreme Court or something. And then they sit in panels like the Court of Appeals, and then they conflict. There should be 9, but there are two things, and then I'll go back to the lines. One, if you have corrupt justices, they've got to come off. A code of ethics is not good enough. These people have plenty of requirements of financial disclosure and they blew them. I think you're going to have to convene a grand jury and indict them. Number one. Number two, none of them are any good up there. Not just the 6 tarantulas, but even the 3 minor tarantulas, the other 3. 9-0. All 9 signed a letter to Congress saying, keep your nose out of our business. We're not going to do a code of ethics. All 9. They got to go. They stink. All of them stink. The second thing is, whoever the Supreme Court is, they are unelected. And they say under the Constitution that they have the right to tell Congress and the executive, the president, that what they've done is unconstitutional and they can't do it. But nobody else has the right to tell them that what they did is unconstitutional, even if they were bribed. That is not what the Constitution says. It doesn't say they have the right to do that at all. We've acquiesced in that over the last 200 years. Because on balance, it's worked. They've made some bad decisions like Plessy v. Ferguson in the 1890s, separate but equal, but they overturned it in Brown versus Board of Education in 1954, Baker v. Carr in 1962. They said one man, one vote. You can't stack things in the South. They said in Sullivan, New York Times versus Sullivan, we're going to protect our press under the First Amendment. That's all unraveling now. DeSantis wants to throw out, he wants to legislatively throw out Sullivan versus New York Times. These clowns under the clown Clarence Thomas voted to throw out the Voting Rights Act. Who told them, who said they could do that? Congress passed it. They just did it. We are coming to a crisis where they've got to be removed. And the tarantulas in the Senate won't do it, because they just want the Republican Party to prevail. I think it's going to have to be done to indict them, is what I think. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
you completely, Matt. There's a clandestine force in America that rules with money, and we've already seen it corrupt our Supreme Court. We've also seen it corrupt the Republican Party. We've also seen it corrupt the state of Wisconsin and follow all the way up to the federal government. Now, my recommendation today is if you guys got a pencil, you can call this number. It's the president's line where you can leave a message for our president. It is 202-456-1111. And you can very kindly request that the president invoke the 14th Amendment on behalf of us, the people, who do not want further destruction by this Republican Party going on in our country anymore. Time to bring out, walk softly and carry that big stick, get that big stick out right now and use it in the 14th Amendment, because we, the people, deserve it, and we're sick of the chaos, we're sick of the gun slayings, we're sick of the attack on women's rights, we're sick of it, and we need our president to get out that stick and quietly raise it and say, 14th Amendment invoked, we pay our bills, and no more embarrassment with other countries. Thank you, Matt, and have a great day, and thank you so much for your show. Outstanding. Thank you.
Yeah,
bye.
That's a great call, Jane, and I encourage everybody. Obviously, Joe Biden's not going to pick up the phone. You understand that. That said, there is you just heard the number, and you can also Google the number. You heard that you can call the president, and you leave a simple message. You don't leave a windbag message with your whole list of grievances. You leave it at this. You go, Joe or Mr. President, invoke the 14th Amendment. We're tired of the threats to shut this country down. We're tired of the threats and all this business with the foreign policy. Or just say, I want you to invoke the 14th Amendment. Here's what happens. Their staff that review those calls, they don't tell him your name. What they say is this X calls to invoke the 14th Amendment, and then there are Y calls to give in to McCarthy, okay? And they look at that. Now, Joe's a strong guy. He's not going to just suck along and go, okay, well, which put his finger in the wind. But it really helps when there's overwhelming support, overwhelming public support for something like this. And I think he's got to invoke the 14th Amendment because McCarthy cares only about the speakership. He has sociopaths manipulating him, and we are destroying our national security. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Baseball and hot dogs, they go together like front porches and rocking chairs. And with Village Hearth Buns, you don't have to go to your local ballpark to enjoy a really good hot dog. Just grill up a package of quality Franks and serve with your favorite toppings on a Village Hearth Bun. They're the same delicious buns served at baseball stadiums throughout the Midwest. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast tonight with isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 55. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for isolated showers. High temperatures reach up to 62. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 45. Partly cloudy. Dry and turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Okay, I'm going to tell you about another issue that really frosts me. You know this guy, Jack Teixeira? He was the airman on Cape Cod. He betrayed the country. He published all these classified documents. And let me tell you something. There were a couple of consequences of those classified documents. I'll give you an example by his stabbing us like that. One of them is Hungary now is blocking further arms shipments to the extent it can from the EU because there were some in the classified documents, a report that Zelensky was very unhappy with Hungary for having blocked some prior shipments. And number two, the Wagner Group, the sociopaths, who should be shot on sight. If you, you know, I don't know what the problem is, but we have got to have a public will. This is a terror group. It's a Russian group, the Wagner Group, who go around murdering people, shoot them on sight in Africa and anywhere else we see them. And the Wagner Group guy, Yevgeny Prigozhin, said allegedly made an offer to Ukraine that he would finger the Russian troops. He would give away their locations so that Russia could kill, Ukraine could kill him because he's fighting with the mainstream Russian army if Ukraine withdrew from Bakhmut and made it look like he won. Now, I don't trust the guy. He's probably lying. But you start publishing stuff like that. This guy, Teixeira, well, here's what's just come out. Here's what just came out. Several times before he got nabbed this last time, he was seen by his superiors, going through and taking notes on the intelligence in the stuff he was doing the tech on. And they said, look, you're a techie. That's all you are. You're not even supposed to read this stuff. Yeah, you have to be able to read it because you're doing techie stuff, but no deep dives. He was warned two or three times. And the last time they said, you're ignoring the cease and desist order on the previous time you did it on deep, quote, deep diving into intelligence. What is this? This guy's an airman. He's an airman. He's not even active duty, really. He's like, an E2 or something? And the clown is seen three times doing this? And then, and he posted some of it before? What is going on? There's got to be a review by the Secretary of Defense, by the Department of Defense, by the CIA and the FBI. And what do you mean this deep dive stuff and he's worn three? I can't believe that. It just frosts the heck out of me. Stephanie of Madison, my friend, you're on the line. What's in your mind today, Stephanie?
Hey there. I really want to thank people like Gene for calling in. If we could get that number one more time, you know, or if you don't have it available, I will find another way to get it. And I will definitely leave a message and I will encourage others to do the same. That is really helpful for you to share what you just shared. And you talk every time when you open your show about we're not woke if we don't know history. And I have decided, like I said, I have to get stuff through the National Library Service. There's regional libraries for the blind and visually impaired and print impaired. But I'm going to start studying the Constitution, contact the ACLU. And there's good books on history. There's a book that this guy, Matthew Dalek, just got interviewed last night on Fresh Air. He's written a book about the John Birch Society, and they're like the very really a source for really firing up the what we now have as the extreme right wing. I'd like to know why they hated Nixon so much, the John Birchers, but anyway, so I'm just letting you know that, and I'm going to hang up, Matt, and let you talk and get other folks on. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Stephanie. And a couple of things. We're going to, everybody out there, call Biden. You can absolutely Google it and call the president of the United States. There is a White House number. You can Google it. I do not have that number that Gene called in right now, but we will publicize that tomorrow in the show. We'll ask Gene to call back in with the number she had to see if it's different from the one that you can get on Google. Number one. And number two on history, and I'm really glad you raised that because I want to tell you a little trick that my dad told me one time. And it really worked for me because a lot of times guys are going, oh, well, you know, history, it's a lot of work and this, that, and the other thing. Well, let me tell you something. Dad said to me, son, read biographies of people that you like. It's like People Magazine. Read their biography and you'll learn a ton of history. First thing I did was, I'm a huge Beatles fan, and I often wondered about Paul McCartney. I read a biography of him. I learned all about British history, NATO history. This is before the EU, in the 50s and the 60s, and a lot of great music. But that's a subject I probably never would have done before. So on the Constitution, absolutely read the Constitution. But I'll tell you what, you could read a biography of Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, James Madison, and you can read the Federalist Papers. Federalist Papers are a tough slog. I enjoyed them very much. Read, 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 and then read some more, and your eyes will open, and it's terrific. I see Gene of Eau Claire on there. Gene, do you have that number again? And I want you to tell me that number again, and we'll publicize it. Go ahead.
202-456-1111.
Thank you very much. 202-456-1111, Gene. That's the White House. And everybody out there, Stephanie and everybody else, call that number. You call them right now. After the show's over, 202-456-1111. And they will take your message. Now, you're not going to get Joe Biden. Probably won't get Joe Biden. But the deal is you will get somebody, and a staffer will count those calls. It's extremely important that Joe knows that we have plenty of support. Thank you so much. We have one more on the line. I guess they just hung up. That's fine. Coming to the end of the show. The reason it's important to do that is Abraham Lincoln once said, and it's a great statement. He said, if there is overwhelming public opinion on something, no legislator and no force can hold it back. And in the Civil War, people got so angry at the end that when Uncle Tom's Cabin was published and you read it, it's a heartbreaking thing about the effects of slavery, Uncle Tom's Cabin. And then you had other, you know, you had the Fugitive Slave Act and you had the Dred Scott decision. The fact of the matter was that it was overwhelming. So can we squeeze one more call in, Calvin, or not? A 30-second call? No, okay. Calvin, give me a 30-second call. And this is going to be a, let's see what we got here. You have 30
Hello?
Seconds. Yeah, you're on the line. What's in your mind today? Thanks for calling.
Oh, hi, this is Mary from Madison. I was just reading about three FBI agents or ex-agents who had their security clearance revoked.
Oh, right, right.
Because they
Thanks
were
for calling that in, because we're going to hit that in a segment tomorrow. That's an excellent point. They were revoked. I'll explain it. We're going to the end of the show, unfortunately, Mary, but you have just given me a segment for tomorrow, and I hope you call in again tomorrow. I've got to get off the air now. This is a great show, great call as always. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
We'll later be passed. The order is rapidly fading. And the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over on.
If you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special woman.
ABC News,